We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No.
Yes. Yeah, it's EDM.
No.
They mix it with someone else, but they are
Spanish
part of
kind of version of EDM.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel dirty.
That's what I said. I thought I was in a bullfight. Yeah, ask your wife. She'll tell you.
I don't know, man. When I listen to that song, I didn't get an EDM feel.
Halfway through, it goes right into the EDM.
It was a moment.
No.
It was a moment.
It's the most played EDM moment in the history of the music.
Yeah, but that trumpet at the beginning trumps everything else, in my opinion.
So play the trumpet, whatever it tell you.
I love that. Firing me up. It's making me think of Edwin Diaz with a one-run lead.
You've been bouncing in that chair all day.
I know. It's amazing.
I know. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, everyone wants me you. Up. Everybody wants you out of that chair by the time we go on TV.
What is wrong with the chair?
I think it's the way you...
the way I rock, the way I move.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
I do. We have a bounce video on the TikTok channel of me bouncing right before a show. It's got a lot of views.
Bounce,
people seem to
bounce,
like it.
Bounce.
Fired me up, you know, just bouncing off that chair.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
I will start looking at other chairs.
Here's Paul in Yonkers. We'll do the giant thing in a second. Paulie Botts, what's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Great.
I wanted to call up because you're talking about the Pavlik.
Yeah.
And I was in that situation about 6 or 7 years ago. You know, I suffer from depression.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not ashamed to say it.
Good.
I suffer from depression, and I felt about taking my own life.
Okay.
And I called somebody up, and I said to them, you know, I don't want to be here anymore,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in this bad situation. He told me, where are you? He calls the police. The police take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing therapists and all this for 6 years, and I've been doing well.
Great.
And I just want to say to you guys that talking about this on air, what you guys are doing, opens up a lot for people so they could come out and talk about having depression and having other mental illness. Because if you don't talk about it and you keep it in, more and more people are going to take their lives. And you can't do that.
Yep. Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing your story with us and the fact that that kind of segment resonated with you. And I, you know, I appreciate all the comments I've gotten thus far offline as well. So, thank you, and keep up the fight, buddy. You got this, and you know you do. So real quick, Evan, you know sometimes a team makes a hire, and you say to yourself, ugh.
Yeah.
No, but it's never personal.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've experienced that many times in my life as a fan.
Yeah. Like
kidding who? Adam Gase.
Adam Gase.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Like, it's nothing personal. That you could be a great guy. We just decide as fans, that guy's not for us.
Right.
But I want to be clear. He did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong at all. But he's just not for us. Right?
Yeah.
So the New York Giants announced today that they've created a new position so that he's not replacing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newly created position, which boggles my brain that the New York Giants, of all teams, had to create a new position, which they're entitling Senior Personnel Executive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I don't know exactly what that means, Senior Personnel Executive, but I assume it means he's got some type of relationship or control or advice to the organization about player personnel.
It sounds
That's
as
what
if
I'm
you're
assuming.
Below Gettleman, but not too far below Gettleman.
Bingo.
That's right. The way it sounds.
Like you're being brought in for two reasons. One, we like you or your resume.
Right, right.
But two, we're letting the general manager know you're on thin ice. is that fair to say?
I would phrase it as we think highly of you.
Okay.
This could be your job someday because our general manager, I don't know how much longer he's going to do the job because
right.
he may retire.
Okay.
See, I put that much more nicely
there
than you
go.
Did.
So, but here's the issue. I'm not going to say, I'll tell you the name at the end. Because the name won't mean anything to you either, I don't think. The guy's been in the league for 19 years, so he's not some newbie. He's a guy that's been around for 2 decades, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He has spent the last 5 years. Now, this is important, because if you're going to hire a guy that's going to be involved in pro personnel decisions, right? Free agents, you know, who to sign, who not to sign, et cetera, you would think that you'd bring a guy in from a winning organization, a guy that has been involved with really amazing picks, pop, 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 free agency acquisitions, et cetera, over the course of those 5 years. Fair?
Of course.
Or else as a fan, you're going to say to yourself, wait a minute, why would I bring a guy who's got a losing track record in? Is that a fair thing for me to suggest?
Yeah, I mean, usually guys from winning teams are the ones that get newly created positions or promotions.
Like, Dave Gettleman has not been great. So if you're going to bring a guy in to light a bit of a fire under him or to keep him uncomfortable, and a guy is not like, you know, the flavor of the month, he's been around for 20 years,
right.
You want to bring in a guy that's track record is, wow, that guy knows what he's doing. Fair or not fair?
That's fair. Pretty fair.
Or not fair?
So far, you're pretty fair.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll always be fair, but you're fair right now.
Fair or not fair?
Right now, you are fair.
I just want to be a game show. So. Fair or not fair?
Fair.
Okay.
What is fair?
What if I told you that for the last 5 years, the guy was overseeing the player personnel decisions of the Detroit Lions? Would that make you think as a Giant fan, yes, we stole the brightest from a successful organization? That's our guy.
Well, when you frame it that way, I would say the Detroit Lions over the last 5 years, that would not inspire me, no.
Okay. What if I told you that in college, he didn't play football, he played lacrosse? Would that have any impact at all?
Would mean nothing to
me. No, so that's fair.
Nothing.
You can be a very valuable, you know, executive in sports if you didn't play it.
No issue with
that. I'm just adding, he's a Harvard guy.
Oh, I like that. So you just gave me something good. He's a smart guy.
Harvard guy.
Harvard.
Played lacrosse at Harvard.
Okay.
20 years ago.
All right.
Or plus, whatever.
The lacrosse means nothing. Harvard, hey, you know,
okay.
Smart guy.
Can't have enough smart people in an organization. Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
What else?
He also worked for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Was it during their run of the AFC Championship game?
He also worked for the New York Jets.
The New York Jets.
Yeah, pick any era.
Okay.
Feel free.
That's a good
and
point.
To be fair,
yes,
he worked for Kansas City, and he worked for the New England Patriots.
Oh, whoa, hold on a second. The New England Patriots?
That's right.
I've got thoughts in my head, but go ahead.
So the New York Giants have appointed Kyle O'Brien as the senior personnel executive. They also hired a new strength and conditioning coach, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
So, Kyle O'Brien, to me, how does that light a fire under Dave Gettleman's tush?
I'll tell you how.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you exactly how.
Tell me Bill Belichick. Nope. I can't wait for that.
No.
Can't wait for the
nope.
Belichick
no.
rationalization.
No, here's what it tells you.
Go.
Who has the power in the New York Giants organization? Forget the owner. What employee has the power in the New York Giants
the
organization?
Head coach right now.
You're damn right. And that's your answer. The head coach.
Head coach is surrounding himself with what?
The head coach is surrounding himself with his guys.
The guy's been with Detroit the last 5 years.
What teams did you mention he worked
for? New England.
The New England Patriots?
Yeah.
Joe Judge is surrounding the organization with his guys. So, for anyone who calls this station, I totally get why, by the way, and says, Gettleman has to go. When he goes.
If he goes. Yes.
The eventuality is when he goes, because Dave will retire at some point.
Everyone goes at some point, yes. Yes.
Joe Judge right now, and things can change, is the power broker in the New York Giant organization. And that's what I take out of it. That's the biggest thing I take is that Joe Judge is very powerful.
Well, that tells you something else then. I'm glad you went in that direction because I happen to be with you in lockstep.
What does that also tell
you? To me, it's telling you that Joe Judge doesn't like Dave Gettleman. That's what it tells you. That Dave Gettleman was brought back for one more year because of his relationship with Wellington Maurer, the Maurer family, the Tisch family, etc.
John Maurer, yeah.
Excuse me, Wellington. John Maurer, pardon me.
Sorry.
What you're hearing is Joe Judge telling the Maurer and Tisch family, look, I respect you. You are loyal to this guy. I believe in loyalty. It's a key component of what I want to build, loyalty. So I'm not going to now throw loyalty to the wind. I'm going to respect that loyalty. And if you tell me this guy deserves another year, I've only been here for a year myself, I'm going to respect that loyalty. But I want to bring in a guy who's ready.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's what it tells you.
He's bringing in guys that are ready to take the job.
Yes.
If, for whatever reason, the Giants decide to move on from Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman decides, I want to move on. Or the influence of Joe Judge continues to rise, and it should. Because Joe Judge got this job. Who did he impress to get this job?
Who do you think he impressed?
I think he impressed the owners.
100% he did.
Okay.
Because remember, Joe Judge was not a candidate anyone thought of because no one really ever heard of him.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Right, he wasn't one of the big-name candidates. He wowed them in the interview.
And it was one of those things where when they first hired him, you're 100% right, most of us were like, who is that? And after the press conference, we said, oh, wow, we know. We know why. We know how.
We get it.
This is the how and we get it. And even now, after a year in which they only won six games, Joe Judge's popularity amongst Giant fans is through the roof. His approval rating
is high.
Which
is really crazy. Like, Giant fans never tolerate that, and they tolerated it.
No, you're phrasing it in a negative way, and I just disagree.
6-10 ain't positive.
No, but disagree with you. If Coach Sala leads the Jets to 5-11, but they're clearly a better coach team, you'll feel the same way. It's called improvement. It's called, I watched Pat Shurmur. It's called, I watched Ben McAdoo. This is a guy who knows what he's doing. Now, we may all turn out to be wrong. I accept that. But the reason why, and I agree with it, Joe Judge's approval is so high is because he looks competent compared to the guys that preceded him.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, eventually, he's going to have to cash those checks.
Well, it's like we talked about earlier in the show. Sometimes you look good because you're sitting next to a guy that doesn't.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Not based on any merit.
What are you doing?
I'm not looking at you at all. You know what I'm saying. Like, Joe Judge looks better than the Giants did.
Yeah.
In large part because he's not Shurmur.
Yes, but there's a few other things. It's not just that.
Well, there's a competence that you believe in.
Correct. Right. He handled things in a certain way this year that even though it didn't translate to 10 or 11 wins, and no one is suggesting six wins is acceptable. That's why the Giants have to win next year. I'm with you. But he handled things in a way like the handling of Golden Tate. I'll give you a specific example where Joe Judge reeked of competence.
Yes.
And Dave Gettleman doesn't have that same benefit of the doubt, not just from Giant fans, but probably from ownership. So what this does to me is it reinforces something that I think most Giant fans agree with. Joe Judge's power is rising in this organization, and I don't think there's a lot any Giant fans that's going to complain about.
Hey, Big Mac, what's the minimum number of wins that you will accept from Joe Judge this year? Forget about playoffs, any of that. I'm not judging on anything. Well, I'm saying minimum number of wins that you will accept.
9, but it's hard if it gets him into the playoffs.
No,
10.
I'm not, because you can go 11-5 and not get in. So I don't want to make the playoffs as the determining factor of was it a good year or not.
10 wins.
So you said 9, now you're 10. I mean, pick a number.
Because if 9 wins the division, but, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care about the division. How many wins, if right now, not knowing if they made the playoffs or not, going from 6-10 to what would make you content with the development of the Giants under Joe Judge?
C-Max will get me as if I can give him the answer.
10 wins.
There's no right answer.
10 wins.
10.
If it's just random, that's a good win.
Is this a difficult question, Evan?
Well, I have an answer.
Is this like a perplexing question?
No. It is, yes.
How have I confused you with this question?
Because I want to win the division. If 9 wins does that, I'm happy with 9 wins.
How many wins, not knowing what it brings you, would you say is advancement of the Joe Judge era in a manner that, as a Giant fan, you will be happy about? I'm not giving you a Super Bowl. I'm not giving you an NFC Championship game. They were 6-10, and you guys, like little babies, whined about the Eagles and the Redskins game.
Right.
Like, you wanted to get it 6-10, like, would have meant something.
Right. It would have.
So, no, it wouldn't have.
Yes, it would have.
So, how many wins? It would have meant Ugats.
It would have meant something.
Blah, 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 blah. How many wins?
10.
10.
Yes.
Final answer.
10. Final answer.
All right. It took a while.
Jesus. You're not a Giants fan, so I'm not asking you.
What's your answer? I know you're not a Giants fan.
I'm not a Giants fan.
You can still answer the damn question.
How can I answer? I have no emotional connection to the Giants.
Easily, because you watch and you know and you understand.
The only guy in these two rooms that's a Giants fan is Big Mac.
I disagree with your premise, though.
Boogie's a Giants fan.
I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah, like I said, the only guy I want to hear from is Big Mac.
But you can give an answer.
No,
you
can't.
You watch the Giants and you understand and you have passion. You could put yourself in the shoes of a Giant fan.
Tommy, how many wins for you?
10 wins.
Thank you. You're welcome.
He kind of copied C-Mac.
Kind of content.
Like that answer wasn't already out there. 10. Oh, 10. Great. I can't answer. I have no emotional connection.
Yes, you can.
You said 9 originally.
I did say 9 originally.
How many games did the Jets win last year?
Not enough. 2.
2. How many wins does Robert Saleh have to be successful?
I would say I'd feel good about 6 wins. I think 6 wins and tripling the win total, I can see myself feeling good about it. The problem is if they start 6-0 and lose their last 10, then I would not have a good
feeling
about it.
There are different types of 6-10s. No,
he gets to, you know, couch it.
I gave the answer. I said 6.
He said 6.
And yeah, but then you talked about different kinds
of
6.
Well, because there are
different. Because there's different kinds of 9s.
Of course there is.
There's different kinds of 10s.
Of course there is, but you didn't say any of that.
No, you didn't. You said, will we win the division?
The 9 wins win in the division. The last game of the year, they beat the Cowboys to win the division. I'm happy with that 9.
Okay. But you didn't couch it the way in any way. I said, yes, if the Jets tripled their win total, that's a huge step in the right direction. And this is why you got to be careful. You're mocking, in a way, Craig, Giant fans who say, I feel so good about this head coach. We won 6 games. By the way, they won 4 last year. The Jets won 2.
I think the Giants, frankly, were a joke.
Give me a break.
They won 6 games.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, rephrase
that. I think
that.
Giant fans were a joke.
Why? They're better. They were improved.
Because of the Eagle-Redskin nonsense. I think you embarrassed yourselves.
Oh, stop.
I really do. You won 6 games, Ace.
Yeah, but you can still call out.
You don't belong in the playoffs.
You can still call out the way Doug Peterson coached that game. You're dead wrong.
No.
You can do both.
You didn't get into the playoffs because you won 6 games.
We know that, but you can also say 2 things at the same time. You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Hold on a minute.
One breath.
Wait a minute.
Try it.
Who's got gum here? Does anybody have gum?
You may not be able to.
I might not be. You can say the Giants didn't win enough football games to win the division. Fact. You can also say Doug Peterson's handling of Sunday night was pathetic. Fact. You can say both, bro.
Yes.
It's not one or the other.
I never said it was.
You just did.
No, I didn't.
You said Giants embarrassed
themselves.
They
did embarrass themselves.
Why? They can't rip Doug Peterson?
Because they were pissed at the Eagles because they wanted the Eagles to get them into the playoffs.
No, they knew.
They should be pissed at their own franchise.
You're completely wrong.
For
Giant fans knew they didn't win enough games.
Win 7 games. Get back to me.
We knew that already. You ain't breaking news. We all knew they needed to win more games.
In response to your answer about the Jets, that you would say it's 6-10, you didn't say you'd be happy, but you'd say, what's the adjective you
use? I feel good about the future and feel good about Coach Saleh's year one performance.
That disgusts me.
Why?
Because 6-10 would be a losing year.
Okay.
And a loser franchise.
Hypocrisy.
Losing even more. How about that?
Yeah.
Robert Saleh, if he's a 6-win coach, we hired the wrong guy. Sorry. I wouldn't accept it.
Okay.
And neither should you.
Okay.
Join me on the dark side. Come on over here.
Are you... Are you pleased with being in the play-in tournament as a Knicks fan?
No, I'm not.
You didn't say that 3 days ago. You said, hey, look, they're not good. This is fool's gold.
I don't think the Knicks are great.
You're getting me into the play-in tournament. Oh, the Jets great? Are the Jets good?
No.
Are the Jets competent?
Different sports.
Bang!
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 Double up.
Bang, bang!
Thank you.
Give me a triple one time.
And a bing, and a bing, and a bang!
There it is. You see what I'm saying? You smell what I'm cooking, bro?
What?
What?
Coming up, CeeLo's got an update for you. 877-337-6666. Did you see James Harden's outfit yesterday? Do you want to comment on that after the break, Evan?
I don't accept any negative comments about the great James Harden.
So you do not want to comment about the outfit?
I have no comment. Okay, I'll give you a comment.
No, after the break?
Yeah.
You'll have a comment after the break?
I'll have a comment.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe the comment.
I know what the comment's going to be.
What?
He's so smooth and sexy and debonair. I know what the comment's going to be.
James Harden is the superstar we needed that we didn't know we needed. That's the quote from a guy on Twitter, and it is so apropos and so accurate. Eves
I just
the guy
asked about the outfit.
That.
I didn't ask you about his
I'm
game.
I'm just saying that. James, repeat after me. James Harden is the star we needed that we didn't know we needed. Is that not spot on?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Do you
want me to repeat it? I heard you. I don't hear it again.
You don't hear it again?
Did you see when he got pissed in the game yesterday? I don't know if you picked up on it or not.
I didn't see him get pissed. What was
he got livid at one point of the game.
What point of the game?
So he's got the ball, and it's kind of like a mini breakout.
Mm-hmm.
As he crosses half court, maybe another dribble pass half court, Chris Paul ran like 50 feet full speed and from behind knocked the ball out of his hands.
He's playing defense?
He was playing defense. Harden was like, dude, really?
I saw that. I didn't notice that. Kyrie get pissed when he tried to lay one off the glass for Zion Williamson, and he couldn't hold on to it.
Zion missed three straight dunks.
I know, and Kyrie looked back at him like, "What the?
Come
hell
on,
are
man!
Doing?
I got triple double here. I won.
We're not recruiting you to the Nets, bro." That's what Kyrie was thinking.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN FM, and WFAN.com.
CeeLo is here. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Before CeeLo goes, I would like to release my quote, my comment.
Your comment on the outfit.
Yes.
That James Harden wore.
Hey, listen, the man likes to rain money at strip clubs. The man has been raining triple doubles. The man has been raining step back threes.
Yeah.
The guy loves the rain. That's my comment.
He loves the rain.
That's all I've got to say about
next
that.
Next time, don't give him a whole break to come up with something that corny.
No, that's what I'd say. He was wearing a freaking raincoat, man. What else is there to say about James Harden's outfit?
Nothing.
I thought he was going to get hit with Nickelodeon slime.
See, that's better.
I got to tell you, I love that guy. I really do. He's grown on me so quickly.
Did
I'm
you
surprised
like the
by it.
Neon green kicks
Dude,
or no?
It's beautiful. Everything like about this. James Harden is awesome right now. The beard is tremendous. I'm thinking of growing a beard out to honor this guy. He has been so freaking awesome for this team. I don't care what you say.
For those of you that didn't see it, it was a sheer poncho overcoat.
Yes,
it was. Dressed
with a small, like, metallic briefcase.
Can I wear that? Because I do think it's inspiring. Plus, I love James Harden. I mean, everything about him is just so awesome right now.
Here's what people said. Mm-hmm. James Harden looks like he's about to deliver smallpox samples to a lab.
That's my guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow.
I love that.
Anyway, CeeLo's here.
Great sense
of fashion.
What do
we got, Christopher?
All right. You just heard it in the tease there from Moose and Maggie coming out of the break.
Moose and Maggie? What are they doing?
Yeah, well, you mentioned it early in the show about the New York Post story about Gary Sanchez and the MVP and how ridiculous it was.
You know, I got a text from Moose over the weekend. I was going to go on one of the
SNY shows.
I don't know what show. Some SNY show.
Geico Sports Night?
That's usually the one Moose does.
What's what he does?
Geico Sports Night.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, listen, I'm happy to go on. You know, no problem. You promote the fact that Evan and I and the crew are going to be on SNY.
Yeah.
So weird.
So
though.
What happened? Did it happen or no?
did he say in a text, what's cooking with you, bro?
It never happened.
Love the show.
It didn't happen.
What else is going on, bro?
Is that what he writes to you guys all the time?
He texted me looking for your number, Craig. That's how he
You gave him my phone number? Don't ever do that again.
Boy. Oh, I thought that was fair.
No, it's not fair. Did you ask my permission to give my personal number?
No, he's a coworker. Come on.
So what? So is Big Mac. I don't want him having my phone number.
Why not?
Because it's my personal phone number.
Oh, I thought that was...
He got it from management here.
Oh, no, he asked me for it. Tell you what.
I don't give out my personal phone number to people.
But how did I get your number?
Yeah.
I gave you my number.
Oh, that's right. You did give me your number. You texted me. That's true.
I think Tommy gave me your phone number as well. So
I did that. You're right.
Wow,
I gave it to CeeLo, too. Yeah.
No. Before you get angry at Tommy, go back to November. I was trying to get in touch with you. I had your old number.
Yeah, my old number.
So I reached out to a certain someone for your new number.
Yeah, but that person has permission to give my number out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Card blocked.
To be fair,
that's a different human being that's not named Tommy.
The reason I gave it out is because I know you talked about it with Moose and Maggie that you wanted to come on SNY, so I put two and two together.
Oh, that's what it is about. Hey, Craig, it's Melusis. Calls himself by his last name.
Should be Moose. Everything else, the promos, Moose.
He can't call himself by his own nickname, though.
But he does everything he does on the air. Hey, it's the Moose. It's the Moose. It's the Moose.
Okay.
Talk to the CP at SNY. I have no idea what it is. What is a CP?
Coordinating producer. Coordinating producer, yeah. Yes.
And they want to do it. Of course they want to do it.
There you go.
Like, we're going to be on the network for 2 hours a day, every day. They're probably going to run reruns of it. It's probably going to become like 30% of their entire lineup.
They're not even going to air the Met games. They're just going to air reruns of you guys.
So, yeah. I talked to the CP. They really want to do it. Yeah, you think?
It's like he made a phone call for you.
I was unaware that they want us to be on the network since they're going to be broadcasting our show.
So, what'd you write back to him?
Just want to do it next week and get it cleared.
Oh, boy.
Who's... Get it cleared. Okay. Memo to you. I cleared it. It's cleared. Trust me on that one.
Circle back to it.
Yeah. What you're gonna? What are you? You're calling up Steve Robb, the president of the network. Is it okay to put Craig Carton or Evan Roberts on Geico Sports Night? Considering they're going to be on 2 hours a day every day. What do you think the answer is? Well, we got to think about it. We're not sure if we want to book him as a guest.
Moose pulled some strings for you, Craig.
Yeah.
You
now
good.
I'm not going on. Let me know if that works for you. Congrats again on the simulcast deal.
It'd be great.
Did you write him back?
I always write people back,
okay.
Evan.
Okay, what'd you say?
I go, cleared.
Nice.
I wrote, okay, cool, thanks.
Oh, what a response.
Because it's Melusis. He doesn't make the decisions over there.
You could have gone on a diatribe against him. Instead, you're like, okay, cool.
I like Mark.
You
Mark's
a nice guy.
He said that
message.
For on the air when he,
Mark's
you know, preempts
guy.
The end of the show every day.
Mark's a good dude. Yeah, I can't wait for my pop-ins on all those other shows. What is this, a Zoom call? I'm in.
What do you think Martino's going to say the first time he sees
Martino,
you?
Martino, please. He's the most worried guy in New York sports media right now. Well, other than CeeLo, I guess.
Fair point.
How's this Monday, Friday thing working out for you? Pretty good?
Wonderfully, yes. Especially when I don't even come through with the freaking bagel situation.
Yeah. By the way, you hurt your chances of Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, Thursday.
Definitely.
So much today
bagel
by
situation.
Screwing up the bagels. And here's why. Mm-hmm. When they gave you these three or four bagels to bring in, and you knew it wasn't right, you could have splurged like $3.
I could have.
And gotten a couple of plain bagels.
Did you think
right.
about it, CeeLo?
I did think about
did
it. Here's why I ultimately walked out of there with my tail between my legs. Because I was like, what message is this? Like, I'm a regular client there. Like, I go to this place with my wife.
Do they know you? When you
no, they don't know me as who I, they just probably there's a recognizable face that comes in and buys food from us, right? So I felt like they were doing me a real solid.
No, you,
you know?
Got it backwards, man. That would have been the perfect message. Like, oh, I really appreciate this. By the way, I need a dozen bagels.
That's not right, but I didn't want them to feel bad that they came up short of what they did.
Yeah, but
gave,
you guys, you missed one point. I know the whole story.
What?
The problem is that when CeeLo went in there today, they had no idea. So he's like, yeah, I'm here to get the bagels for Carton and Roberts. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Well, the one, the first girl had no idea.
And then, so what'd they do? They gave him a couple cookies and a label.
Bagel.
That's
hilarious. There you go. Be gone. Yeah. Don't bother us anymore.
Yeah, the girl woke the boss up from some, what? I don't know. Give him a couple, what is he calling them? About the Oreos? Give him two.
Guy wasn't even in the building. Right. She goes, hang on, let me call him.
Yeah. Now that place is dead to me.
Hey, think about where it ended up. Yours ended up in the garbage. I had one bite. That was done.
There you go.
Tommy and I enjoyed ours. All right. So anyway, you're upset about not upset. That's a strong word. You're a little hot under the collar about this Gary Sanchez MVP talk. Yes, is that fair to say?
No, I'm hot under the collar.
Or you were what is this? Always
all of a sudden now we're complaining that Gary Sanchez is going to be an MVP.
Okay,
it's hilarious. Would be the way I look
but
at it.
Okay, then you know what? You point your anger, your frustration, or your laughs. And Aaron Judge's direction, because he's the one who stirred the pot.
Gary's going to have a special year this year. You know, just the changes I've seen him make, the improvements on both sides of the baseball. And, you know, Gary's a guy that can go out there and win AL MVP. You know, he's that dynamic and he's that important of a player to this team.
So there's his own
team. He's so humble, that Aaron
setting
Judge.
The he expectations really
is. Well, now that he's got those big horse teeth in his mouth, he's a whole different dude.
Yeah.
Now he's happy to talk. Now you know why he was so reluctant to do interviews. He didn't like the Strahan.
By the way, if you were not getting all worked up about spring training stats, and I mentioned this to you out in the newsroom about Gary Sanchez, what he's doing this spring training. Well, I don't know what his spring training numbers were back in 2017. Right. So I went and I looked it up because I'm into
such you actually looked up Gary's 2017
statistics, and he had a monster spring training, and I was like, oh, I can go in there with evidence against Evan's argument now.
Yeah.
However,
damn it.
In that same spring training,
the
great Greg Bird.
Greg Bird.
Hit
Greg
451
Bird.
With 8 homers and 15 RBIs.
And how many home runs did he have for the season that year?
He had 9.
9.
And he hit 190.
Greg Bird is the definition of what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Bird, 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 bird is the word. Second line. Bird, 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 bird is the word. Third line. Bird, 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 bird is the word.
And that's how you work 20 years in New York City best. Radio right there.
Back when musicians actually wrote their own music.
All right. We had some fun that, unfortunately, at Allie LaForce's expense last hour.
Well, with unfortunately, it's her fault.
Demonis Sabonis situation. So Giannis was the All-Star Game MVP. 16 of 16 from the field, All-Star Game record, all that good stuff.
Oh,
he banked in the three ball.
So he had one of his shots was a three, as you just said. He banked in a three ball. But that, there was still like an hour left in the game afterwards. So that wasn't like his signature basket.
No.
Right. But go ahead.
But they were, at that point, he was still perfect. So Reggie was like, as he put it up, no. And then it banks in. So that's all good. And then after the game, as he gets the award, and Allie gets to talk to him about
his performance. So before you play this.
Yes.
So he made 16 shots, as everyone knows, Chris just said, 16 for 16. One of the 16 shots happened to be a bank shot that went in.
Right.
So if you're going to ask him about that bank shot, which is all right. I mean, he did make a bank shot to stay perfect, right? How do you think you might ask him about the three-point shot that hit off glass? Like, wait, how do you think you would do it?
How would I do it?
Yeah, you interview people for a living.
Come on, Ev.
How would you do it?
As you put up that, what were you thinking as it was banking off the glass?
Yeah,
I did that for you.
Big Mac, how would you do it? You don't interview people, but you got to do better than that. Good.
Were you concerned as soon as it let your fingers that it wasn't going to go in?
No, terrible.
What would you ask?
I'll tell you 1 second. Here's worse than what Big Mac said and worse than yours, which you did just for my...
Yeah, I was mocking you a little bit. I love to
good.
Do that.
Let's hear what Allie LaForce said.
All right, here we go.
Congratulations on the MVP trophy.
Thank you.
It's Sunday, but the bank was open for you today. Quite a bit, actually.
Stop.
You can't make fun of my raincoat comment after that one.
It's Sunday. The bank was open for you today. No context to the question at all. None of like, hey, yo, 16 for 16, including a crazy bank shot from 25 feet. The bank was open. Like, you could set it up, right? Total, like, she starts the interview with no context at all. The bank was open.
Let's see if I can find the room.
Sunday, but the bank was open for you today. Quite a bit, actually.
Usually it's closed, but for me it was open. It was extended hours. And it was open.
That's a good time.
He's really good.
Great response.
If only he can hit a big free throw in the postseason and actually not disappear, it'll be great for you.
There you go.
Got to cut in with a little bit of breaking news here.
Please. Is it legitimate breaking news?
It is legitimate breaking news.
Another minor leaguer I never heard of.
How many more games is Kevin Durant going to miss?
No, it's
not.
Is that the breaking news?
No.
What sport is the breaking news?
It's from the NFL.
NFL breaking news. Is it a trade?
It is not a trade.
Is it a signing of some type?
Yes.
Is it a player?
Well, a coach.
It could be a coach.
You're right.
I'm going to go with, is it local related?
It is not.
Oh, I was going to say Leonard Williams. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Russell Wilson has signed an extension with Seattle.
It is not. You have the right position, though.
So it's a quarterback who got an extension? Is that we on the right track?
We have a quarterback who has signed a deal.
Quarterback has signed a deal.
Mm. Oh, Dak probably. Did he get his new deal?
Dak Prescott.
Yep. Dak Prescott.
Is it a deal or is it the, whatchamacallit?
Franchise tag?
Franchise.
No, I'm going long-term extension.
New contract.
Really? Hold on. Do we have figures yet?
I'm looking now to see if anyone has the figures yet.
Good for Dak.
Why good for Dak? What's he ever done?
He deserved it, dude. The guy was making so little money as compared to other good quarterbacks.
He made $30 million last year. What are you talking about?
Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Look at his career
prior to that.
He
made $30 million last year.
Dude, he was underpaid the first 4 years of his career.
No, that's called your rookie contract.
If you're a first-round pick, you get paid a little differently.
And on the tag this year, he would have made $37.7 million.
Guys got how many playoff wins?
Dude, the guy was underpaid.
What are we talking about?
He had
the best offensive line of football and didn't win.
And Zeke Elliott was making more money.
He should have been making more money.
He should be?
Yeah.
How's that?
Because he's a better player.
You just talked about the best offensive line. Now it doesn't matter with Zeke. By the way, you think Zeke's better than Dak Prescott?
In that year, he's more important than Dak Prescott's first year, yes.
And he's won one play.
That's why Dak Prescott had such a good start, because he had a great running game and a great offensive line.
Dak's won the same amount of playoff games as our guy, Deshaun Watson.
How much money did Dak Prescott make last year?
Well, on the franchise tag, whatever it was.
30-some-odd million.
Yeah, but for the first 4 years.
You're crying for him? Not me. Don't say I'm crying for him.
He deserves a big contract, period.
Crying.
He deserves that.
Well, apparently
he was
underpaid
his first 4 years in the NFL.
He made $30 million
last year.
And didn't play. He deserves it.
That's 1 year. What about the 16 games he played every year in the first 4 years of
so
his career?
So anytime a guy's a good rookie season, he should make $100 million the second year?
Dude, as a fourth-round pick, you make a lot less money than a first-round pick.
There you go. That's the way it goes sometimes.
You
I'm sorry.
You ready?
What?
This is for multiple.
What? For
the
what?
Details now.
Of what?
Of the contract.
Whose contract?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, of course you have it.
This
I have it.
Come through from, yeah, all right. So then
I don't
you go
have
right
it,
ahead.
You tell me.
All right.
Can I guess?
Yes, you may.
We're going per year? You're pushing buttons and shit.
I'm not looking at it.
I've got years. I've got total and I've got the guarantee.
I'm going to go with making Adam $39 million a year.
All right. Well, you can do the math.
Can I take a guess?
Sure. You can take a guess.
You like that game, don't you? You
saw what did you guess?
I guessed 39.
$39 million?
You definitely looked it up. I can tell it with your face.
Of course he did. I can tell it with your face.
He came right in. Can I get a guess now?
You attacked me. Evan's moving his fingers. He must be looking
well,
it
wait
up.
A minute. You were typing away over there and said how many years?
I didn't.
He
I don't know
he
the
gave
years.
The average per year.
So
he
you gave the
39.
AAV at 39?
Bro,
39?
I don't know what he's making. Kay. I'm guessing 39.
You swear not lying to me?
I swear to God.
Right, then I'm going to guess 40. $40 million
you're
per
a cheater, man. All you did was go $1 million above. You watched The Price Is Right. That's what you did.
Well, no, usually you go a dollar or you go a dollar.
And the
above.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Well played, Happy Gilmore.
All right,
I'm
here you
going.
Go.
Here's what I'm going.
Okay,
I'm going 40 per. I'm going. Well, if you give him 40, you ain't gotta give him 4 years, and $1.25 guaranteed. That's where I'll be. That's final answer.
And based on how close you are to the actual results, that's how we'll know if you cheated or not. But
well,
go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Go ahead. Yeah. What do you got?
4 years.
Yes.
He's just such a cheater.
160 mil. So there's your 40 year.
Thank
40
you. Four first. So 40 yeah. per. Yes. Thank you.
It includes a record. 126
you
million.
Are such
guaranteed.
A liar. You know. And the best part is
winner.
The
winner,
best part is,
winner,
you attack me
winner.
Right at the beginning. Oh, you must be cheating.
Winner,
as
loser.
You're doing that, you're cheating.
There
as
are
you're
winners.
Accusatory of me, you're doing the same thing.
There are winners,
yeah.
And there are losers.
All right.
Winners, losers.
Good. Dak Prescott's a big winner.
We'll put him on the
good
spot.
By the way, I'm nothing against Dak Prescott, so good for him.
Oh, how much one. In year one, Craig?
42. Just a guess, though.
Evan?
He said 42. He probably already knows.
No, so. I asked him why he wasn't looking. That's why I did it.
There you go.
I knew he didn't have the number.
33.
No, nah, it's more
33,
than
42.
I'm right.
Maybe if you combine the two. $75 million in year one. The most in NFL
what?
History.
What? Thank God he got that, Evan.
Well, hold on
after
a second.
Great first 3 years in the
he
league.
He was underpaid.
I'm so happy he's happy now.
His first 3 years of his career.
$66 million to sign. $75 million year one, the most in NFL
so
history.
Gets, wow.
Courtesy of Adam
Schefter. That's just part of the guaranteed money.
He's getting $9 million in salary, 30, whatever, six,
yeah.
Or no. What'd you say? First year?
First 72. Year, 75.
Stupid. Yeah.
Well,
listen,
it's a lot of money.
There's always an NFL owner we're going to be stupid.
You know what's
now it's Jerry Jones.
I read.
Because Dak Prescott's sudden.
Him and Bauer are having a good year.
Yeah.
Did Rachel Luba represent Dak Prescott? I hope not.
I don't think so.
Because that should be totally unbearable. Oh, another, sure it is. My bad.
Another so quarterback with a no trade
what's
clause.
What's his cap number in year one then?
So
I know they take the signing bonus and they average
so
it out over the life of the contract.
So if it's $9 million, you get 75, so it's $66 million signing bonus over 4 years.
Yeah.
So four goes into six, one's two. So six called $16.5 million against the cap plus nine. He's $26 million against the cap this year.
Going to be large.
I read he's got a no tag clause too at the end
yes,
of his contract.
No trade.
That's
and
interesting.
A no tag clause. Provision. Yes.
Oh my God, I can't believe he gave that up. What a
no,
dummy.
No, that's a win for him.
He deserves.
No. The no tag means that if he gets to free agency in 4 years, we'll actually have a genuine free agent. Because in the NFL, we don't have genuine free agents because they can always tag.
He'll get to free agency and be with a different team, but he's going to get there.
Well, let's see what he does over the next 4 years.
I can tell you what he's not going to do.
Win a playoff game?
Win.
Oh,
wow.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.